Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says fasten your seatbelt, suggesting they'll soon vote on a GOP funding plan to try to avert a government shutdown at midnight tonight. If the bill doesn't pass, reporter Tarian Small says
disruptions, delays is what Americans could expect if a government shutdown happens.
The FAA has permanently closed the helicopter route near Reagan National Airport following the deadly mid-air collision in January. 67 people died. Well, there's been a string of recent airline safety incidents, including one last night at Denver International Airport, where an American Airlines plane caught fire. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy placed blame on the Biden administration for engaging in diversity initiatives.
If you don't focus on the core mission of the department, which is safety, and you don't focus on it every single day, and you don't build a team that focuses on it every single day, you start to get cracks in the system.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three more MPS buildings are getting closed due to lead contamination. Starm's Early Childhood Center, Fernwood Montessori, and La Follette School will all temporarily close starting Monday due to lead hazards identified during inspections. The Milwaukee Health Department is overseeing remediation efforts, with students and staff relocating to nearby facilities until the buildings are deemed safe. Trowbridge School closed last week and reopened yesterday. Milwaukee's plans for street improvements face uncertainty. According to a report on urbanmilwaukee.com, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has ordered a review of recent grant awards aligned with climate and equity goals. It's reported that an internal memo threatens funding for projects on Villard Avenue, National Avenue, and Center Street. They include protected bike lanes and pedestrian safety features. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. Disabled voters won't be able to get an absentee ballot by email after a court ruling. Jimmy Koska has more.
A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity.
Absentee voting for the April 1st spring election begins Tuesday. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James. But Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come from behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice, Real News, Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. We have made it. Thank you so much for joining us. You can also be a big part. Call us, text us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got Jess P.S. working hard on the board, on the sound, on the phones. Thank you, Jess. Happy Friday. And of course, Jazz is held to introduce to you my co-host for today, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Jim, happy Friday, man. Welcome back.
That's tomorrow. I've got a broadcast tomorrow. Is that correct? I am delighted to be with you and with Jess today on Friday.
Oh man, it was beautiful. I normally don't like starting the show talking about the weather, but I just got to tell you, a beautiful sunny day here in southeastern Wisconsin. My car temperature hit 73 degrees yes. on the way in today, wow. man. I was like, whoa, this is fantastic. Let's just skip the show, go to the park. No, but here we are.
We're doing that every day.
Just outside the courthouse in downtown Milwaukee this afternoon, coming here, of course, to arrive on time and just reveling in the joy of people running and being outside yeah. with their dogs, their yeah. families. It is good to talk about the weather sometimes, right?
It is. Talk about community, man. People are out. I mean, it takes the winter sometimes to really appreciate the summer.
Yes, yes.
And happy Pi Day.
Pi Day.
Yes.
3.14159. I can't go beyond
it
that.
It goes on into infinity. Right, right. And we don't have pi. What'd you bring in here, man?
This is an eclair, which I think if you figure out the circumference of it, somehow pi could be related to this delicacy coming in from the east side of Milwaukee and again, Gloriosos, they do the best.
Man,
right?
They are the best. I love me some Gloriosos. Right on Brady Street, across the street from the Roman coin.
There it is. Yes. There it is.
Right? One of my faves. Thank you, Jim. My wife won't thank you because I keep getting fatter.
Wow.
But
wow.
I appreciate the treats, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And she is also celebrating Pi Day today, I'm sure, right?
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Right? Figuring out all kinds of new home improvements based upon geometry and figuring out the circumference of various
diameters, radiuses,
stuff like that.
It's all
stuff
science.
Like that.
It's
right?
all science. Don't worry right. your pretty little self about right. it, Jim. It's just science.
Liberal arts majors like us, we don't know anything about that other than the fact that pi is numbers, right? And it's also a delicacy, which
and it
we
is.
Sometimes enjoy.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. It's been a little while, man.
It has been.
I've been gone. You've been gone. You filled in. You did some things. I appreciate that.
I had that great opportunity to sit in your chair and not simply to talk about things, but also talk about with your great guests. We had tremendous numbers of callers. And we'll anticipate that again today. Lots of wonderfully good, thoughtful, precise, focused questions, comments. And it was a full couple of hours. Right, Jess? We had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're going to try to repeat that today with your help today, folks. 855-752-4842. And since we haven't spoken so long, we're a lot to catch up on.
We do.
And love it. Former U.S. attorney, your legal opinions on many of these very important issues. But I think Let's start where the news is today. Donald Trump was speaking today, Jim. Now, apparently this is not uncommon that Donald Trump speaks. He does that quite a bit. But where he was speaking and to whom he was speaking, he was down the street at, what do they call it, Main Justice.
Main Justice, the RFK building. Not the RFK Jr. building, but the RFK building. Changed its name during Janet Reno's term administration there when I was there. It is a marvelous building. You would not go there if you are a tourist. You wouldn't stop there. But it's this great Art Deco building, built in 1935.
Yeah, cool.
And it is so neat to be inside there. It is just spectacular. Not unusual for, it's atypical, but certainly not unprecedented for a president to go there and do this. It appears, Don, from the pictures that you and Jess showed me, that he was on the seventh floor of the media center and not in what we call the Great Hall, which is what you would normally go to if you were the president. This is sort of a beautiful, again, cascading walls and just glorious time for an opportunity to talk with Department of Justice people to announce policy and practice and vision. He is upstairs.
That, is that what, number one, policy, practice, and vision is not exactly what I heard coming out of his mouth today. And apparently some hand-selected, perhaps, you know, supporter types. It seemed very, from what I have heard, seemed, you know, very campaign-y.
Right.
Also said some very, very troubling things.
Absolutely.
And he continues to go after the press. And Jess, we found the sound. Who's the Aaron Ruper? Is he the guy?
Yeah.
Who cut some of the stuff up on the Twitter, man. Thank you for
doing that. Can't imagine the toll that it takes on you. I salute you.
I mean, you know, Jess, you got to go through and listen to this stuff and cut it up and make it sound, well, at least, you know.
Functional.
Productive. You can't change the words, but you can make them sound nicer.
A little bit.
So we found the sound and someone's doing the homework, so we'll jump on to that. Here was Trump, again, today speaking at the DOJ. Now, as you mentioned, Jim, not unprecedented, but fairly uncommon. It hasn't happened in maybe 10, 12 years, something like that.
Right.
And again, the chief executive, the president, speaking to what we have all been taught to think was an independent judiciary, a Department of Justice. I'm sorry, independent Department of Justice. Now, certainly, you know, the Pam Bondi, you know, the people get appointed by the president, but usually they try to stay somewhat apart. That's what they try to do. That's what they tell us they're going to do. Not anymore.
Right. And that's that arm's length thing we've always talked about. Again, we're invoking Janet Reno for the second time in 5 minutes. She and Bill Clinton did not have a good relationship, and that's a good thing, right? You do not want the president to be able to pick up the phone and tell the attorney general who to indict, who not to indict, who to charge. And significantly, Pam Bondi, the president of the United States of America, have announced very boldly, unabashedly, that in this administration, those prohibitions on that kind of contact between the White House and the Department of Justice, those don't exist anymore.
No.
Those don't exist. And so it's entirely possible that a U.S. attorney can pick up the phone and lo and behold, the President of the United States of America could be on the far line, if you will, telling her or him what to do. That is such a denigration of everything that justice is about. And again, nothing wrong, as we've talked, of a president describing in general terms messages and broad visions like, I want you to focus on environmental cases. I want you to do antitrust things.
How about I want you to arrest the Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil because I don't like the way he was protesting.
That's on the other side of the line.
We'll go there as well. And again, my understanding from the press reports, this came right from the White House. This came from Donald Trump. They told, and so that's exactly what they did. But I digress. We'll get to that topic as well. But I'm more concerned about the freedom of the press.
Yes.
Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say about that. At least cut number one, please.
And I believe that CNN and MSDNC, who literally write 97.6% bad about me, are political arms of the Democrat Party. And in my opinion, they're really corrupt and they're illegal. What they do is illegal.
What CNN and MSNBC do is illegal.
Corrupt and illegal.
Corrupt and illegal. so many things to unpack here. Number one, the statistic, 97.6. I mean,
where's that going from? Right,
come on, man. I'd like to see the math, sir.
Right.
What? I mean, he just pulled stuff out of his ass, Jim.
If you divide that by pi, right, perhaps you
find
got
the circumference of the BS. That's
exactly
what we're looking at. There's a lot.
Exactly,
there's a lot.
Right. Right. And notice that he also says, in my opinion, maybe that's the only saving grace from this. Well, it's an opinion, Mr. President, that is worthless. It is just
plain
worthless.
But he's giving
worthless.
That opinion in front of people,
yes,
that can actually will execute.
Right.
On that opinion slash thought slash, you know, it's a nice Justice Department you got here. I'd hate to see you lose it. You
right.
know, come on, man. In my opinion.
Right. And the venue, as we talked already, is no simple thing.
Right.
Somebody got up and said, let's not just do this speech at the press club there in Washington, D.C. Let's go down to 9th and Constitution and be there at Justice and bring this message right to the people, Dom, as you just said, who can execute on this plan. And the message, not so subtle at all, whether it's his opinion, which is wrong, or not, is maybe we need to open up some investigations. Obviously, I don't know if Kash Patel was in the audience. I would be surprised if he wasn't. But still, the message is also to him that maybe we do need to open up some files. We don't need to indict yet, but let's investigate. Let's figure out if there is some basis upon which to even open up an investigation. As we have often said on this broadcast, Dom, the investigation can be the punishment itself. Even if you can't get a grand jury one day to indict an anchor at CNN or at MSNBC, even if you can't go after a producer there with criminal charges, you issue some grand jury subpoenas, you get people testifying, you review some tax returns, all those kinds of things. All of that is abusive.
It's like the weaponization of law enforcement.
It is. Yeah. Gosh, have we heard that before?
We have. Right? I've heard something else before, too. Let's see if this rings a bell. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
That, Mr. President, was the very first amendment.
The first one, huh?
Enacted by our very first Congress in 1789.
Hmm.
John Adams got the approval of all the states to endorse and approve the Constitution based upon the promise that they would add on a Bill of Rights. And John and all the rest of them, James Madison, John Adams, everybody followed up on that, and they did just that. And it's been around for almost 250 years. Today, obviously, we're ready to knock those walls down.
Freedom of the press. Is Donald Trump liable? I mean, it seems like if you're up there as the president, mm-hmm, slandering, you know, right, news organizations, can he be held responsible for that? Number one,
even before the Supreme Court said,
right,
do whatever you want,
right,
Mr. President, we're just fine with it.
But that
right.
What, dude?
Right.
Really? I mean, shouldn't there be some consequence if I got up and said something, you know, terrible about a person or an organization,
right,
that was blatantly false?
Let's talk about somebody who has seen happier times. His name is Rudy Giuliani, right? Who did that a lot during the first Trump administration. Afterwards, got in some big trouble, not only with the Bar Association, but owes some people some money for slandering them as well.
Like $100 million.
Absolutely.
And that was actually finally settled. I don't know what the actual payment
right.
was.
They got something out of that, right?
But they
exactly.
didn't probably get the $100 some million.
Right, exactly. You say those kinds of things out there, you can get in trouble. I would still like to think, my friend, that we live in a country where no one is above the law. The slander laws should still apply. No one in that room today is going to initiate that kind of an action. But the reality is there's some exposure here. There should be in America.
Well, I mean, if I were CNN or MSNBC, I'd be filing lawsuits left and right back at them. What was a quote I saw today? You don't defeat the bully by giving up
right.
your lunch.
You don't obey in advance, as Timothy Snyder would say.
Come back with us, 855-752-4842. James Santel, Jess P.S. on the board.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions.
Which, by the way, what is squat about that now?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that now?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that now?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Call me if you don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Call me if you don't come at all.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Hawk Show. Coming heavy all the time. Keep it going. I love that song, man. We got to come heavy. Coming heavy. James Santel bringing in the big wigs here. Just PS working the board. I got a fight in me today. I wish Chuck Schumer had a little more. We're going to get to that as well. No, man, it's just a day. Thank God it's Friday. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Friend of ours joining me today. It's been a few weeks and we're catching up. And as a former U.S. attorney, I was work for the DOJ, right?
I did. I actually worked right in that building, had meetings in that very room where our president today appeared. So know the halls well.
It seemed maybe the place has changed a bit since you've been there, Jim.
My sense is that it's probably physically recognizable, but atmospherically completely different.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, I worked on my neighbor's farm. Mm.
Did you know?
I used to get up at 5 o'clock every morning and go milk the cows my senior year of high school. Mm. And I go back there now and I go, you know, drive around the old stomping grounds. Place is gone.
It's gone.
There's one silo left of all the barns and silos and manure pits and house, everything. There's one house and one silo left. Actually, I think they tore the house down. So there's just one silo. They gave the farm away. Literally gave the farm. It's a park now. It's beautiful, rolling, beautiful, nice little spot out in Stevensville, Wisconsin.
No livestock.
No, nothing. And it's gone. It's like it never existed, wow. Jim. I wonder if that's how the DOJ you know, if you go back there now and see and hear what's happening, be a fly in the wall nowadays, compared to when you were there, yeah. It's still the same.
I mentioned before, and before we went on the air too, that there are all sorts of Art Deco things that were commissioned in 1935 to make this place a place of justice. The artwork is not all that great, but there are all kinds of messages, including right outside the Attorney General's office and in the civil rights area, all throughout the Department of Justice, all about justice,
yeah,
and about the importance of holding the Constitution, what the rule of law means. You cannot walk down a single hall in that building without seeing those messages, those important themes emblazoned in that building.
They probably took them all down. Yeah.
Right. Oh, right.
maybe they don't need any sort of woke ass, you know, right. pictures on the wall talking about justice and justice is blind and all that stuff. Man, you get what you pay for, Jim.
Right, right.
That's how it works. And, welcome to Trump's America.
And 1935, after all, that was 90 years ago.
right.
That's no longer who we are, is what our president was talking about today.
And they should not get Social Security anymore. Let's talk more about Donald Trump. Addressing the folks, presumably the handpicked folks over at the DOJ. Let's hear cut number two, please, Jess.
People you don't even want to know about. But as many of you do know, well, we're focused on persecuting. And
what?
These people were really focused on persecuting Republicans. The last administration presided over the worst increase in violent crime in our country. In many, many decades, we had levels of violence and crime, and a lot of it had...
We're focused on persecuting. Then he realizes with the slow brain, the addled brain, oh, man, that's not good. So he rolls it into, oh, the last administration, we're persecuting.
Right.
But I believe him the first time he said it, man. He's out there persecuting, again, specifically as I would look at the way he's going after the media, the way he's going after this Columbia student.
Right, right. And this is an embodiment. Credit to him for living up to his campaign promise, right, with my tongue planted firmly in my cheek. I am your retribution. I am your retribution, right? And that's the persecution, right? And as I said before, the persecution does not necessarily mean to envision that day when some of these people will be in the federal district court with a jury. A persecution can indeed be an investigation, opening things through the FBI, other agencies, going after you, even if you don't ultimately result in charges. That is enough, especially since many of these people, he's talked about Jack Smith, he's talked about the Bidens, he's talked about an awful lot of people. I would guess that probably the former U.S. attorney in Southern District of New York, who again was serving under his term, might be on his list as well. These are not people, I can speak from personal knowledge and reference, these are not wealthy people. Why? They work for the government all their years. And so when you go after them and they have to retain counsel, they have to get attorneys, that is also an economic way of persecuting them for doing their jobs. It is just invidious. It's just terrible.
Counselor, if a president steers a prosecutor and directs them to arrest somebody, is that considered probable cause?
The answer is no.
No. Okay.
Amazingly.
Let's do some
civics here, right? Right? At some point, you need to get in front of a federal magistrate or a judge who's going to say, okay, a grand jury, and frankly, even a U.S. attorney can issue a complaint. It only stays in place for about 30 days. At some point, you've got to go back to the grand jury. That also is in that thing called the Constitution. But let's suppose the U.S. attorney issues this thing called a complaint. She or he can do that sort of independent of the grand jury. At some point, you got to go forward in front of a federal judge or a magistrate and establish probable cause within the four corners of that document. I'm alleging that Jim Santel did these things. And my experience has been that federal judges are very, very specific. And they will sometimes say, this is not enough. This is not sufficient. They will conduct hearings on it, and there's evidence to determine whether or not there's a basis to go forward. Saying somebody should be indicted and charged is not, let's break that down now, is not probable cause.
Is not. But let me ask you this then. If they have to do investigations, right, in order to find the quote-unquote crime or the probable cause, perhaps, so in the course of opening the file, can a president direct the attorney general or somebody in the FBI or anybody in the federal government who has the authority to do so to open up a file on someone just because they want that done?
That is the ultimate undermining of the rule of law, right? If there's nothing in that file, I can open up a physical file that has Don McSalvia's name on it. But to your good point, it should have some documents inside it of some kind, to speak in the old-fashioned way. There should be some reports of interviews, something, some surveillance reports, something. And absent that, you simply don't have that kind of probable cause. It shouldn't be animated by somebody directing you to open it up. Nope.
Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's James Santel. He's going to stick around all day today. We've got Jess BS working on the board and spinning the tunes as well. You have probable cause to come back. We have more of Donald Trump, you know, listing the enemies in front of the DOJ. You're saving some time. Come back with us. I will put you down.
voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. For the first time in 10 years, Milwaukee County is growing. The county population is on the rise, gaining just over 2,800 people in 2024. Those are numbers according to the Census Bureau. The county's estimated population now stands at almost 925,000 people. The numbers from the city will be released in a couple of months. In response to the discovery of lead in three school buildings, MPS is hosting a free lead screening clinic tomorrow. The event is being held at Bradley Tech starting at 9. District officials are urging families, especially from buildings impacted, to participate in the screening. Three more buildings will get closed on Monday due to lead contamination. Starms Early Childhood, Fernwood Montessori, and La Follette School are all included. Getting around downtown Milwaukee will be different after 10 tomorrow morning. That's when they start closing roads for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Over 100 groups will wind through downtown starting at noon at West Wisconsin and North MLK Drive. Some streets will stay closed until 2:30. MCTS will be running free rides on buses starting at 6 tomorrow night. We could see severe weather tonight. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
We'll be monitoring things, and we'll break in if situations warrant. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming windy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. A high wind warning tomorrow morning for gusts above 50 miles an hour. A wind advisory tomorrow afternoon for gusts above 30. A mix of sun and clouds. Temps falling through the 50s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badger seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. That's who we are. You can join us on the lines or on the text stream, 855-75-CIVIC. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review right here on Civic Media, Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Check him out in all of his glory when he hosts his show. Got Jess Pierce working hard as well. Thank you, Jess. Cutting up the sound, Donald Trump today, the president, addressing the faithful at the Department of Justice. Let's see. What did he do already? Called CNN and MSNBC illegal. Mm-hmm. Called them political arms of the Democratic Party. And in his opinion, it's illegal, you know, for them to report the news. And he, you know, misspoke perhaps or not. Talked about persecuting. I mean, those
accidentally
last,
honest.
Those last people, they're the ones persecuting. And now he goes on a rant against Norm Eisen. Now, Norm Eisen is this attorney, and he also started this Substack, The Contrarian, which we reference quite a bit here on the show. Notably, Jennifer Rubin, formerly of the Washington Post, has gone over and joined him at the Substack, The Contrarian. Here is what Donald Trump had to say about Norm. Cut three, please.
There's a guy named Norm Eisen. I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah,
his name is Norm Eisen of Crew. He's been after me for 9 years. Now, Crew is a charitable organization. And the reason I'm saying this, Todd, is I'm only going to get one chance to say this. But these are bad people. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he looks like. But everything I read is Norm Eisen of Crew. And Crew is a charitable organization.
Said it twice.
And that's a political thing. His whole life is to get Donald Trump. And he's been vicious and violent.
Violent?
And he's trying, and he probably had pretty good success over the years. But with me, how did he do? I think I'm president. Am I here because I'm president? But we had to take all of that abuse. Even during the trials, we had to take tremendous abuse. Like, you know, these wonderful guys, they're not legitimate people. They're horrible people. They're scum. And you have to know that.
Rebel scum.
You
have to know that. Okay, Norm Eisen. Crew, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. I can see how someone who lacks responsibility and ethics would come under the microscope of a government watchdog organization. Note how he said a couple of times that this is a charitable organization, right? He mentions that. I mean, he's telling this to the DOJ, i.e., hey, they're being political. They're not supposed to be. This is, again, what Trump is telling these folks. And then throwing out he's violent. Now, that's very specific to me. Yes. I mean, it's beyond being calling someone scummy. Okay. I love the Star Wars, but violent, man. He called Norm Eisen violent. And if Norm Eisen, to my knowledge, is not violent, has never engaged in any violence whatsoever, does Norm have to take that, Jim?
He does not. He does not have to take that. And I'm sure he's going to be, if he hasn't already, been commenting about it again on The Contrarian. Beyond that, I'm sure that he is also consulting with his own attorneys for two reasons. One of them is to figure out whether he does, in fact, have a path towards some litigation. It's not directly applicable, but we think again about E. Jean Carroll, right? Right. Mm-hmm. President defamed her. Juries found that, gave her several $1 million in judgments against him for saying things that are not true, right? Norm Eisen is not a violent person. Violence has meaning, both in the secular world, so to speak. It's got meaning in legal terms, all kinds of things,
yes.
Right? You have said something that is demonstrably true, And you've done it knowingly. Nobody can listen to that speech, that subset of his speech, without understanding that he's doing that knowingly. And the other piece of it, which is directly coming from what you just said, Dom, not only are you speaking to the people there at Main Justice about, gee, maybe here's a guy we should open up a file on, but you're speaking to America. And we know that now, as a result of this president and his conduct for the past decade, we've got people making threats. We've got people showing up at homes with guns. And this is also, we've got people coming to Washington, D.C. upon the invitation to come here
and be wild, baby.
Yes. Right. It is an invitation to violence against him. And that's the other reason why he needs to be thoughtful about his, regrettably, this is terrible to even think about, right, in America? He's got to be thoughtful about his own security, that of his staff, that of his family, because the president has just put a target on him. Stunning, shocking.
This is the Dom Salvey Show. That is James Santel, former U.S. attorney. We are talking about the comments made today by President Trump in front of the faithful at the Department of Justice at Main Justice. Jim, you used to go there once in a while. Let's skip over number four. Let's get down to number five. So let's refocus what we got. We got CNN and MSNBC are illegal. They're political arms of the Democrat Party. Trump talks about persecuting people, literally persecuting. He goes after Norm Eisen, who is co-founder of CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Government. Let's not forget the newspapers. Cut number five.
And these newspapers are really no different than a highly paid political operative. And it has to stop. It has to be illegal. It's influencing judges. And it's really changing law, and it just cannot be legal. I don't believe it's legal. And they do it in total coordination with each other. And everything we do, we're restoring law, restoring order, and restoring public safety in America. That's what we want to do.
So the media, newspapers, right, they're illegal. CNN, MSNBC, they're illegal. Norm Eisen, he's violent and presumably illegal because CREW is investigating and a watchdog for government on the government. This is what the president is literally out there saying. These are all First Amendment rights, Jim.
Right, absolutely. And now we've got the newspapers. So look at any newspaper, right, that has an editorial page. Most of them still do, if there is such a thing in your own community. And they're expressing opinions. And, here's the other point that, again, this is so cynical even of the president to say, because what he's assuming is that, Dom, your listeners, they do know better, but Americans don't understand that. These are private companies, right? They can fold if, in fact, they do not meet their budgets. And they're companies like all other entities are out there. They have absolute protection by the First Amendment. There is nothing about it, short of, again, the New York Times versus Sullivan. That's the Supreme Court case, right, that says that unless you publish something knowingly, and again, with this very intent purpose to defame, and you do it with that kind of intent, everything else is okay. And yes, that also means that sometimes in the public arena that Teddy Roosevelt talked about, you have to take some shots. And not gunshots. You suffer some criticism that maybe is unwarranted. That is America. That's what men do, right? That is the job. Absolutely.
Half the country isn't going to like what you're going to do. I mean, based on what our politics are these days, right. and presumably you're going to get criticized from some of the press,
absolutely,
justified or not. But that's the whole point.
Right.
And they get to do that because we have freedom of the press.
Right.
And as soon as we get rid of that, we get rid of the newspapers, and we get rid of the television, and we get rid of the watchdog groups, what are we left with? Oh, Donald Trump's presidency. Don't worry, folks. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you who to hate, who to go after. He'll tell you how it's got to be. He has apparently some other issues, some other thoughts on what should be legal and what should not be legal. Let's play cut number six, please, Jess.
And I didn't know her. I still don't know her. I don't believe I ever spoke to her, even during the trial.
This is Judge Eileen Cannon.
I did appoint her, federal judge. And these fake lawyers, these horrible human beings, were hitting her so hard, public relations-wise. They were playing the ref. I don't think it's legal. They might as well go out and just shout it in a courthouse. They were saying she was slow, she wasn't smart, she was totally biased, she loved Trump. I didn't know her, other than I saw her the couple of days that I was in court, and I thought her decorum was amazing. Anything bad they could say, though, they were saying about her, it was whatever they could say bad about a human being, all made up. Because actually, she was brilliant. She moved quickly.
Did she move quickly, Jim?
She did not. She had a great number of motions still on the docket right. at the time. She decided to reach back and say, you know what? From the very start, this prosecution was prosecuted by somebody, according to her and Clarence Thomas, who had no authority to do so. She was a huge backlog, including issues about using those documents, national security issues. She didn't address any of those. Where do you start with these issues? Fake lawyers mm-hmm. making these statements. No, Mr. President, they're not fake lawyers. And yes, indeed, you can say these things maybe sometimes at your peril if you decide to criticize the judge in front of whom you are appearing. That may not be the best strategy, but it's not unconstitutional. Show me, Mr. President, the federal code, the state code that makes comments about the conduct of federal judges, state judges, illegal. What is the crime in that? There is none. And once again, Dom, this is the very serious point. Aside from the absolute absurdity of what my president has said today, he is also telling all of us that we are stupid. He is telling the American public implicitly and explicitly that I don't think you know any better. You don't know enough to understand how inappropriate and simply wrong the things that I'm saying as a governmental matter, as a civics matter. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand this. He's basically counting on the fact that we don't know better, and we do.
We do know better. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get to some of our callers. Mary from Wauwatosa. Welcome, Mary. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dom and Jim and also Jess. I do subscribe to The Contrarian, and I did see just a short time ago Norm addressing Trump's charge against him. He didn't appear concerned or intimidated by Trump's charge.
Good.
And Contrarian being another pro-democracy advocate along with Civic Media, I'd encourage listeners to follow The Contrarian and ideally support them, you know, with a low fee, you know, monthly fee. It's a great organization. Thank you for your advocacy.
Of course, Mary. Thank you for your listenership. Certainly appreciate it. Glad to hear Norm will not be intimidated. Hope Norm pushes back legally. I'd like to see, you know, shock and awe on a legal basis on every little thing from everybody load them up, line them up, and knock them down. Because what else is it going to take? What do we have? We don't have, we don't have the House. We don't have the Senate, you know, Supreme Court. Good luck there, you know. But we do have the ability to engage in litigation. Right. If the President of the United States or the bartender down the street calls me a violent person, man, I'm not a violent person. I mean, I might get violent. Keep calling me that. Talk about your worst dream coming true. But no, I mean, there's got to be a consequence to that. You can't. At what point? Oh, they're baby raper killers. Oh, everyone's a baby raper killer. How about that? Is that okay? At what point do you cross the line? Apparently, it's well beyond. They're eating the dogs and they're eating the cats, Jim.
Right. Absolutely. And again, the safeguard here, the guardrail is, and we'll talk about other ways in which federal judges and state judges are saying no. You run into court, as I'm perhaps Norm Eisen and others will do here, and you push back on this. And I believe you believe your listeners believe you will get maybe not perfect justice. It may not happen right away, but you do, again, invoking the E. Jean Carroll example for the second time in 20 minutes here. She waited a long time. She persevered, as we often say, with great support for all members of our community. She persevered. You got to do the same thing here. If you back off, if you are intimidated, so good to hear Mary say that Eisen is not intimidated. If anything, just the opposite. If you go away and you cower in a corner because of what has happened here, that only feeds more of it, right? You're not deterring it at all. You're encouraging more down the road from this out of control president.
You punch the bully back. Roberto from Chicagoland. My president is a 100% pure scumbag. We need a whistleblower. Thank you, Roberto. I kind of concur with that, man. This guy's going after everybody and everything. Everything should be illegal except for him. Come back with us more. James Santel, Just PS on the board. Your calls as well. 855-752-4842.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast featuring Waukesha's issues and topics.
Hi, this is Downtown Donnie Brown, and This Week in Waukesha, acting locally, thinking globally. My guest is Ken Spencer, owner of MVP Parts Store, and candidate for 8th District Alderman, taking on two-time incumbents, Beth Molson. It's going to be a great show. Join us.
Find updated podcasts of This Week in Waukesha online weekly at waukradio.com.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod. Or try our bone-in seasoned catfish, lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the Chef.
I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK. Everybody loves you when you're dead. And everybody wants you in the end. It's coming in between your loving memory. Now everybody loves you when you're dead.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show. Happy Friday to us all. Got James Santel in studio today up until the 6 o'clock hour. Don't forget, tell us something good at the end of the show. Love wrapping up with a happy smile on our face. Got Just BS working hard on the board. You folks lining up on the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Donald Trump today addressing the faithful at the Department of Justice. Not uncommon, but hasn't happened in many years, let's put it that way. And, you know, the Don feels like he needs to go down there. We've talked about it. He's going after the press. He's going after Norm Eisen and the Contrarian and people that basically are critical of him. Crew, heaven forbid you have a watchdog group. Can't have that now, can you? Saying newspapers are illegal and it should be wrong. You can't call a judge's name. That's illegal. As he defends Eileen Cannon.
Didn't he call several of the judges? Potentially, let's just go with all of the judges right. Who prosecuted against him. Slow, not smart, stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he were to have his way, he would be himself, you know, arrested.
Mm.
But you pointed out, James Santel, on that very first cut, we're going to play it again, when Donald Trump is critical of CNN and MSNBC, he references somebody. Let's play that clip one more time so you can all hear it and see what you think about it.
And I believe that CNN and MSDNC, who literally write 97.6% bad about me, are political arms of the Democrat Party. And in my opinion, they're really corrupt and they're illegal. What they do is illegal.
Was that the...
Must be the second.
All right, let's play the next one.
May have been in the second, yeah.
People you don't even want to know about. But as many of you do know, well, we're focused on persecuting. And
what?
These people were really focused on persecuting Republicans.
Oh,
the
wait,
last
what?
Administration presided over the worst increase in violent crime in our country in many, many decades. We had levels of violence and crime, and a lot of it had.
Still not there.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Let's go.
I know it was there because I heard it.
I heard it too. Right. It was the norm. Let's play
right.
cut three.
Play Norm again.
We're just going to roll through them all.
I don't even know what he looks like. His name is Norm Eisen of Crew. He's been after me for 9 years. Now, Crew is a charitable organization.
Charitable organization.
And the reason I'm saying this, Todd, is I'm only going to get one chance to say this.
All right, there we go. The reason I'm saying this, Todd, bring it down.
I don't
Thank
know
you.
Who he is. I don't know what he is.
The reason I'm saying this, Todd, I'm only going to get one chance. Todd, I'm not there. Who is he talking to? What is he bringing up? This you know, that Crew is a charitable organization, mentions that several times, and references Todd. What does that mean to you, Jim?
He's talking about and making reference to probably looking right at the Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America. He was confirmed not too long ago, just a few days ago, by the United States Senate fairly unceremoniously and became the Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America. This is number two under Pam Bondi. Deputy Attorney General, as we've spoken about many times, is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the Department of Justice. This is the person who is responsible for overseeing the U.S. attorneys, the various divisions, all kinds of things that makes things go. And Todd Blanche is his name.
Todd Blanche.
Right?
That,
right?
Was his, that was his attorney.
That was his attorney. We remember
his
him.
Defense
we,
attorney.
We have seen his picture, not only recently, but because he sat next to Donald Trump on one side. The fellow on the other side was a fellow named Emile Beauvais, who is also known for many things. He's been also at Maine Justice recently. Todd Blanche, the Deputy Attorney General, the president's former personal defense attorney. And again, you might think, well, gee, Jim, why are you so obsessed about that? He looks at his deputy and not inappropriate to make that reference. But what he's really saying is just this, that I've got this personal relationship. I used to have an attorney-client relationship. Who knows what kinds of things they exchange with each other? We'll never know about that, nor should we. But he's looking over, and that is a verbal wink. That's a verbal wink to Todd Blanche to say all of this based upon the things that we've talked about before, the recent but the good old days when we were working together. This is going to be more of that, Todd, and I want you to pursue this on my behalf based upon the relationship that we have had, the relationship that we still do have. That's the message that he is sending to the second-in-control person at the Department of Justice. Make this happen. Now I am your boss. Now you've got to make all this happen.
So I'm
Todd.
Interpreting that as saying, hey, Todd, go after Crew, go after their charitable status, because I think they're political is what he's saying.
Absolutely.
I looked at some callers in here, 855-752-4842. Joe, you have 90 seconds. Welcome, Joe. What do you got?
You may want to take this up on the other side, Jim. To me, this sounds very much like the situation with the Dominion voting system. And I remember reading at the time there was a lawyer in a blog who said, I have never seen anything that is such a clear-cut case of defamation. And I would love it if you would expand a little bit more on this. This is not just a tit back and forth and, two guys in a bar slugging it out. What is being alleged here will affect the marketability, the economics of these particular people, CNN, MSNBC, Crew, that particular situation. If you sully them by these words that are not true, you are creating a problem in the business side, not just personal reputation, but business side of their businesses. I would think that it is clear cut that, hoof on down to the judge. I don't know how. So I'd love to hear you talk about this on the other side, because this seems to me very similar to the Dominion case, where you know it's wrong, you keep shooting it off in your pie hole, and it's ruining the reputation of these particular groups. So if you could do that, I would be most grateful, Jim. Thanks.
And Joe, your analysis is an analogy, and your analysis is right on target. Dominion voting machines ends up with a multi-million dollar judgment against Fox News for doing just that, and we can talk more about that.
We will talk about that. Right? Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. We will talk about that with James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening
listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. As a midnight deadline looms...
Mrs. Blackburn. Mr. Blumenthal. Ms. Blunt,
a
Rochester.
GOP spending bill to avert a government shutdown has cleared a key hurdle, providing a pathway for Senate passage. This was the first of six votes. 10 Democrats voted to advance the legislation. A crowd protested outside the Department of Education headquarters today, rallying against the Trump administration's mass layoffs at the agency. Portia Allen Kyle is with the group Color of Change.
People want to see something different. They want a different type of government, a government that works for us, not a government that is, you know, out to disrupt our entire system and structure and block opportunity for generations to come.
Secretary of State Rubio says more visas will be revoked in the coming days, specifically people who occupied university buildings.
We will continue to look for people that we would never have allowed into this country on student visas had we known they were going to do what they've done. But now that they've done it, we're going to get rid of them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey.